and amen. Amen. And with that, I now call up Pastor James Mandel.
Thank you, John. Amen.
Let's give another hand of praise for that awesome man of God who is calling him into ministry. Amen. Amen. We are holding a baptism at the end of this day. So if there's anyone here that is looking to get baptized, we're going to hold a baptism. I prepared a message, and it's really just an introduction because of how much went on today. I don't want to keep you here all day. But I still have to feed the sheep. And I want to give you a little bit of an hors d'oeuvre, okay? And then I hope I get you really hungry for what is about to take place. God has started to move on my heart, and, you know, I want to introduce God to the world. Everyone might know God, but they don't know him. They don't even have a clue of who he is. They know him by a name that the world has given to him. And I personally don't even want to call this love that is from the universe that loves me so much God, because the name of God has been whooped and whipped and beaten and pushed off to the sides. And we embrace that name because of the fact that that's all we know. But I haven't given a name yet, and I'm sure there is no name out there. Just I am. I am that I am. And but I'm going to speak as God, this individual, this being, this spirit, this power, this faith, and his name is going to be God. So moving forward, if I say God, understand it's not the God that the world knows. It's the God that I know, my God. And what I want is people to know my God, because my God has changed my life. My God has put a joy and a peace in my heart and has healed me and delivered me and set me free with evidence. You see, there's the difference. Someone could confess that, oh, I know God, and yet they're miserable, they're upset, they're lost, they're confused. And so I say to them myself, they don't know the God that I know, and I want them to know my God. Now, while I go ahead and start bringing us to know God, I began to start saying you have to trust in him, and this is a workout. It's something that you really have to work yourself out to trust. And then I started speaking about belief. And I'm not done about speaking about trust, and I'm not done speaking about belief, and I'm not done even close to even coming about faith, because faith is who God is. With that all being said, I have to go even further from the beginning. And my question is why God? Why God? This is what everybody is saying. Why God? Why do I even need God? And why do I even need to even connect with God? And God doesn't even exist. So why God? Why can't I just do this stuff on my own? Why do I need what you call God? Why? And I'm going to tell you why. Why you need God. You might sit there and say, I don't need God. I don't need God. Well, there's many, many reasons that you need God. And I'm going to tell you why you need God. For one, some may not believe this or not, but there's a life after death. It's called eternal life. And I don't even want to touch on that because that's so hard for most people to even believe. They can't even comprehend or even imagine a life after death. I don't even want to talk about it right now. But I do want to talk about why God now. Why God, why we live. And it's because, for one, you need power. You need strength. You can't do it on your own. You can't even fathom to think that you can do it on your own. You might be able to, get by. You might be able to fight your little battles. How many people understand what fighting a little battle is? Okay. But what about when something really comes into your life that just literally rips your heart out to where you just can't cope? You know how many people are out there that are considering suicide right now? You know how many people want to just take a gun to their head and just blow it off? Or join some cause to commit suicide? because they're so depressed and they can't cope. You know how many people out there cannot cope, and the way they cope is through anger and rage? They are just so angry, and they are just so upset, and they're full of hatred. This is why you need God. This is not who you are. You know how many people are addicted to, whether it's pharmaceutical, whether it's drugs on the street, heroin, meth, alcohol? You know how many people are just drowning, trying to find a life? And then they get high or whatever, or they go into areas of pornographics and lust and adultery, and they go and, you know, cheat on their wives or cheat on their husbands to get the satisfaction of love that they're looking for. How many people are following me here? These things are destroying their lives. And now I'm going to tell you why you need God. God is the Savior and the protector of you from these things that are trying to destroy your lives. No one knows what a life is. They're lost. They're totally lost, confused, have no direction, have no understanding. Now, you might be living in a world that have comforts. You might be okay. You're coping. I'm happy for you. And maybe you are the ones that don't need this message. Maybe really you don't need God. Maybe you're okay with the amount of peace that you have in your life. Maybe you're okay with the amount of joy that you have in your life. Maybe you feel that you're a good person and you're okay and you really don't need God. That's fine. I didn't come for you then. I came for those that are ready to blow their head off. I came to those who are ready to walk away from a life that is really theirs. I came for those that are crying out, help, screaming inside, clawing from within, scratching the door that is on their heart, screaming with wood flesh, I'll call it, under their fingernails. If you can see what I can see in the realm of the Spirit, you'll understand. There are so many people that are trapped and in prison, and they're screaming. They're the ones that I want. If you're okay and you're questioning whether or not you need God or not, please log off. Please leave. Because you're probably just going to criticize, judge, knock down what I'm saying. You're probably just going to find some reason to talk bad. So I don't even want to be bothered with you. And then you can just find God at the day of judgment seat when you leave this earth. And then you could be screaming, gnashing, and maybe you'll have that flesh under your fingernails that I call wood flesh, stone flesh. You'll know eventually the truth. And I just hope it's not too late. But those that are burning and screaming inside now are the ones that I'm called to. I didn't come for the well, I came for the sick. I don't even want to bother with those that think they're well. Please, don't even waste my time. I want those that are ready to just end it. Those that are so deep buried in the pit, screaming, help. Because I know the way. I know the truth. And I know the life that everyone is looking for. And they're the ones that I really want to touch on. So if that's you, please log on and continue to log on. And believe on the words that I say. Because if you can't believe on the words that I say, I can never ever help you. I went to a person and I said to them, listen, first of all, you have to know that I love you. If you don't know that I love you, I can't help you. If you don't think that I love you, I can't help you. If you don't think that I have your best interest in heart, then I can't help you. You have to believe on the one that has been sent. And if you can't believe on the one that is sent, then you can't have any help. Why God? I'm going to tell you why God. Because God is a power that is beyond what you can imagine, that can only save you now and for eternity. I know that for a fact, because this God that I'm talking about saved me. And that's the only reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, is because he saved me. If he didn't save me, I couldn't stand here and tell you that he saved me. I wouldn't know how to go about telling you. I don't speak in persuasive words. I speak from the heart. I speak from power. And I want to tell you, why God? Why God? First of all, you have to understand from the beginning. We were born, and then we were actually adopted. We were adopted by a father which is called lies, a father of lies. And that father has been lying to us all our life. It brought off from generations to generations. And listen, it was okay in the very beginning. We had instructions. We had fathers from the past, old generations, that were supposed to teach us. As we were growing, generations after generations after generations after generations were supposed to teach us about this God. But somewhere around time, somewhere through generations after generations, we fell away from it. And I think that's why God has raised up certain individuals to actually try to continue this, the message of God. I haven't been raised up because of my father was in ministry or anything like that. It wasn't that I had it in my generation after generation after generation. I'm sure that there's most ministers out there doing it because their father was one and their other was one. I'm not saying or judging anything. I was completely in a position of where you're at, looking at death, and then God saved me. We're in the midst of writing some books, and through those books, you'll hear the testimonies, and you'll be able to understand my life and why I'm called and speaking this message. But let's get back to God. We were born, and we were readopted. That adoption is the father of lies, and that's who all of your fathers are. And I'm going to share why I say this is because in Scripture, and I read this book. This book is called the Bible. Not many people know this book around the world, but this book is called the Bible. Hallelujah. And this is the only book that I actually found that is close to what I know. And I will never divert from this book. This is an awesome book. And in this book, there's a gospel, a chapter, and it says in John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus is over here, and he was the one who was sent by God, and God did many miracle signs and wonders through him to prove that he was sent by God. And his words were, "You do not understand my speech because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Now, these might be hard words to say to you, that your father's a liar. And I can understand where you might want to hate me. But it is true. When I begin to hear words and say that in my heart that the only way that I'm going to find peace is by putting a 45 bullet in the gun and get ready to pull the trigger and blow my head off, that I'll be happier. That's a lie. That's not true. If I go out and spend all night at the bars and get drunk to the point where I can't even focus and I go home, I'm going to have a better life. Who's telling you this? It's a lie. It's coming from somewhere. It's coming from somewhere. When you want to put a 30cc in a needle and get ready to shoot up some dope just because you want to get high and you feel like that everything's going to be okay. I'm being trained and equipped by a power and authority from above, which I call Father because an authority is Father. And that authority is saying, you'll be much better. You'll be much better with a needle in your arm. You'll be much better with, you know, comatose drunk all the time. You'll be so much better if you just keep these pills by your side and eat them like candy and not even worry about what's happening tomorrow. You'll be so much better if you have fornication and on your family and your wives. And it's so much better if you just feed that flesh of yours. It'll be so much better. But the end is destruction. The end is death. And then when you leave this body, you'll really be able to see what death is like and what it's really like. That I don't even want to go there because it's too hard for you to even comprehend or even imagine. But I want you to know about this life now and how hard it is. And the lies that are causing you to continue to go further and further and further down into depression, further and further down into your addictions, further and further and down into your suicidal thoughts, further and further down into losing your family, losing your wife because you have to fulfill a love and emptiness that is inside of you that you don't understand or can't even explain. And then you have this inner power voice that is inside of you pretending to love you and just trying to get you further and further down into the pit. Why God? This is why I say we need God. There's a Father above that you don't know that loves you and comes against those powers that say, oh, another one isn't going to hurt. Or when you're looking down at a barrel and you're ready to pull the trigger, he begins to start letting you know about the ones that you're going to hurt when you leave. There's so many things out there that you just don't understand because the lie has deceived you. How many people are you hurting? But you don't see that because all you care about is yourself. And the self is not you. It's the father of lies that have embraced you and is comforting you only to create death in your life, to cause misery in your life. But if you can renounce those thoughts, that power, that father that you serve and that you love so much, and realize the hurt that you're doing to yourself and this hurt that is going to last for eternity, if you can understand, you'll begin to start saying, I need this God that you're talking about. Now I know why God. Do you know how many atheists are out there that are angry and bitter and have so much hatred and they pretend that nobody understands? It's a lie. They brace their father of lie and they're separating themselves from their family. They're separating themselves from their daughters and sons and they're just destroying everything around them. Their marriage. How many others are out there destroying relationships? How many people have saw those shows, Intervention? How many are they bowing down to that father of lies that no one understands except that one who's shooting dope in their arm? No one understands except the one that is just taking handfuls of pills or methadonia, whatever you call that. No one understands. I want to talk to you and let you know that I understand because I once served that father of lies. And that father of lies wanted to destroy my life. That father of lies wanted to separate me from my family. That father of lies wanted to destroy my life. It comes as a small, still little voice, and it comes innocently. How many of us have been entrapped in just our job alone? It's called workaholic. Some people might say, I don't have an issue, and I don't serve the father of lies. Yeah, where are you at? Your kids are growing up, and you can't even hear them. Before you know it, it's going to be too late. Oh, but you don't understand. I have to provide. No, you don't. The lie in your head, because God will provide every need that you have. God will provide. This God that I know knows every need that you have, and He will provide it, but you're not even giving it a chance. You don't know. And I understand because of the fear that you have inside your heart. I understand the fear that is inside of you. And He, that Father that you serve, the Father of lies, has established that power of fear. He built you in that fear to keep you bound. But my Father, the one that I want to introduce you to, has healed that fear. He casted it out and put perfect love. And that perfect love casts out all fear, that sets your captives free. That sets you free. We're in bondage. And that's not the life that we have for us. The life that God really wants for us. And His intentions was never to cause anyone pain or to suffer or to destroy. That's not God's plan. His plan is to cause us to come back to Him and see a love that will last for eternity. You know, it starts from the very beginning. And if you can believe the words that I have, you'll begin to understand. How am I supposed to tell you spiritual things if you can't understand carnal things? But listen to what I have to say. From the very beginning, we lived in the realm of heaven. In the very beginning, we lived in a place that is not of this world. We lived in a spiritual place. We all came from above. We all came from there. You just don't know it. You just believe that you came from your mother's womb and creation started through evolution. But if that was the case, we would see evolution manifesting before our time. It would still be happening. I don't see evolution. It's another lie. And these lies come as an angel of light. And they try to deceive you because of hurts and wounds and deceptions that are all established inside of our heart. But if you would just open up your heart and begin to understand the truth, then the truth will set you free. The last thing that I want to see is anyone suffer or perish or be destroyed. The last thing that I want to see is someone going to the place, a dark place, screaming and gnashing and say, I never told you. I know that God will not let one person leave this earth without hearing His love. And so you can't ever say to me on that day of judgment, I never heard you. I never knew you. Because that's not the way God is. God will make every ear hear this word, whether it's from me or someone else. But someone will hear about His love. There'll be someone out there that cannot say, I never heard about you. The word says, it's better not to know me than to know me and be lukewarm. I've heard words in this book here that I talk about called the Bible where people would say, but Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name. And He says, get away from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. That worker of iniquity is that they're just still serving the father of lies. They're still bowing down to the lies that they are so easily ensnared and encamped you to cause you death. These lies, the father of lies, the devil, whatever word you want to use, is robbing you and doesn't want you to have eternal life. It's almost like a power that is fighting against another power from above that is so full of pride that doesn't want to lose the army. And he's saying to the God that I know, I'm going to take all of your people. And God is saying, no, you're not. Because I'm going to send people to give you my word. And my word is going to come and touch your heart. And it's going to change you and deliver you and set you free. How many of us here and those that are listening want to know this God that will take that gun out of your mouth, pull that needle out of your arm, put that bottle down and those pills down the toilet. How many want to hear and know this God that's going to save your relationship, your children, your marriage? Well, I'm here to show you this God that loves you and wants to do that. You're not alone. And don't think that you're alone, because that's how it works. The father of lies starts saying to you, you're alone, and nobody understands. Nobody knows the troubles that you're going through. No one knows the pain that you're suffering. No one knows. No one knows, nor does anyone care. No one cares about you. No one cares about your situation. No one's around for you. And that is so much a lie. That is so much not true. And if you would open up your heart and you begin to ask God to come in your heart, if you hear these words, I know and believe that God is going to be faithful and true, because He drew you to hear this word. He drew you to hear my voice right now. It could have been in someone else's voice. It's not that I am special. My words are of His. And so if you're here today and those are listening, maybe it's a tape, maybe it's live, I don't know. Maybe you found this tape 5, 10 years from now, but you heard the word. God is the same yesterday and today and forever, and He wants you to know Him. Why, God? Why? Because He'll bring a peace that you don't know that surpasses all understanding. Why, God? Because He'll bring a joy inside your heart that doesn't last 24 hours. It lasts forever. Why, God? Because He'll cleanse you and make you feel good and not feel guilty, not feel ashamed, not feel like you should have been there or whatever it might have been, or you did it and you shouldn't have done it. None of those things that are going to try to kill you. I met a person not too long ago who received guilt and shame. Her heart was in the right place, and unfortunately, her heart was so soft, so full of love, that spirit of lie came and took her and put guilt and shame on that person to the point where it burned a section of her brain out and is mentally disabled. Taken. And the world calls it MS. The world calls it these scientific mentioned names, putting some kind of doctoral term on it, and it has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with spirit, and there are spirits that are out there and they're alive. Why, God? I'm going to tell you why, God, because these forces, these darknesses are looking to kill you. They're looking to destroy you. They're looking to take your life away, and they do it very slick. A little bit, and then a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then before you know it, it's too late. They're smarter than you. They've been around since the foundations of the world. They're not dumb. They come like an angel of light to deceive even the elect. Do you know how many people out there that have a love of God that are being destroyed? They don't know the God of truth. They created a God in their own imagination to run to for a moment, but then they go right back and they serve the father of lies. I'm here to show you and divide the difference between the two so that you can embrace the one that loves you and the one that wants to save you and the one that has best interest in your life. Not the one that is there to deceive you and try to pet your pain as if you're the only one that knows your pain. We all suffer the same, and there's not one of us that doesn't suffer. And I'm here to tell you, I know your pain. I know your sufferings. From the smallest to the greatest, I've been there. I know what it's like in every avenue. I am not a hypocrite. I'm not one that'll stand up here and I have all the flavors of life that is just putting cherries on top. I'm over here that I was in the pit and I came out of the pit through the power of God, the one that I am trying to tell you who saves. It's not Jesus, even though he was one like me that was sent to save your soul. I honor that man, but he is not the one. It is God, the true living God, the God of truth. And I want everyone to understand the truth. There is deception. Deception everywhere. In the church, in religion, in every aspect around you, there's deception. And it comes as an angel of light. It comes and deceives the elect. It comes, and we need wisdom. We need humility. We need a heart that is broken. We need a part of us that will be able to cry out all the time, God, I need you. Open up my eyes that I can see. And the beauty is, as you open up your heart, as you open up and that cry of your heart, he is faithful to answer, and he will protect you and guide you. He will reveal to you the wolf in sheep's clothing. He will show you in every aspect of your life who is looking to deceive you, who is looking to hurt you, who is there just to use you and abuse you. How many of us been here used and abused, neglected, especially from loved ones? Think about it. That's how he works. The father of lies comes in to those who are so dear to your heart because God... That father of lie comes in into your heart. God wants your heart. He wants to protect your heart. Listen, your neighbor around the corner cannot affect you. The devil cannot use that one. Maybe a little bit. But it's the ones that he uses are the ones that are so close to you. And they get deceived. Listen to me. I know. He uses those. And if they don't have the knowledge, they don't know that they're being used. It's not their fault. You can't be mad at the flesh. You can't be mad at the person. The soul is buried deep down inside, and the possession that is on them is what is being used. And then he says, listen, you got that manifestation of power. That principality, I'm going to call that force, and I'm going to use. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you begin to start seeing. Love the individual unconditionally, but hate the spirit of lie. Understand. Because there's going to be people that are going to be used by the father of lie. Not only does the father of lie use you in your mind, but he uses loved ones around you. This is how he works. Why God? Why God? Because God will give you the discernment, not to hate the person, but hate the spirit that is being used by the power of darkness to come against you. This is why we need God. Why do you think there's so much hatred in the world that is separating everyone? Why do you think there's so much hatred in families that are separating everyone? Why do you think there's so much hatred that's bringing divorce and having children run away from home? How many children are ran away from home? I know. I was one. Left the house at age 16. I told you, I'm not standing here because I'm a hypocrite. I'm standing here because I know your pain. I know what it's like to be deceived by darkness. It wasn't them. It was darkness. They loved. They loved the best they knew. They loved sincere in their heart. And if there's anyone out there who might feel as though that their guardians or parents or loved ones that maybe are mistreating you in some way or another. Maybe they're overpowering themselves on you and smothering you. Listen, they don't mean to do that. They love you very, very much. What is happening is the father of lies is saying things to them. Don't trust them. They're going to get in trouble. You better be careful. You better not let them out. Don't let them have any friends. Hold them on. Their friends are going to deceive them. Their friends are going to get them in trouble. The father of lies are affecting them, looking to kill them, the relationship, your life, everything. It's deeper than what you think. So deep, I can't say it in a half hour. Please log on. Please continue to follow. And I'll tell you about God. I'll tell you why God. I'll show you why God. Right now, the only God that we know is the father of lies. Right now, the only one that we're worshiping and bowing down to and obeying right now is the father of lies. That's the only one that we know. Listen, the devil's a god. A god is anyone that you worship. A god is one that you bow down, you listen, you worship to. And what are we doing? What is all of us doing? We could have two gods, three gods, four gods, five gods. How many gods do you obey, worship, and bow down to? There's only one true God, and we have to renounce all the other gods. And he's a jealous God. And he says that I'm a jealous God, and I won't have any other gods before me. And I want to show you that we have many other gods. And I want to bring the true living God in your heart. The first thing is you need to have an awareness to know that there are gods in your life that you have been bowing down to all this time. And if you can realize that why you're doing what you're doing is not because you want to do it, it's because you've been bowing down to a liar. It's because you've been bowing down to a force that is trying to pretend they love you. You're bowing down to a power that is pretending that they care and understand your pain, and nobody else understands it, nobody else cares, and it's only you and me. It's only you and me, and come on, let's go in our own little black closet and let's pull the razor blade out and let's start slicing ourselves. It's called a cutter. And let's start cutting ourselves. We'll cut ourselves where people can't see, so because they don't understand. But you and me, we can cut each other up and make it feel good, and it'll take the pain away. We can mask the pain, because nobody else understands. I don't want you to serve that father anymore. It's causing too much pain in your life. It's masking something that's never ever going to go away. And you're going to mask that for eternity. But I know a God that can take that pain away. And not only will he take that pain away, but he'll take that pain away for eternity. It's not that you're going to live with it and die with it. I want you to know that eternity is real, and the pain that you're going through now is not temporarily. It's not like it goes away when you leave this earth. It lasts forever. It carries away with you. It goes away wherever you go, because it's the spirit within that is in the pain. Your soul is nothing neutral, and it takes on the form. It's like a jacket. Your soul puts the jacket on, and that's its identity, and wears it, and it becomes what it is. Take that jacket off and be clothed with something else. Be clothed with the garment of praise. the garment of love. That's the garment that God wants us to wear, and that leads to eternal life. And when you wear that garment, man, eternity is a place that you'll thank me later. You might want to run away. You might want to click this off and say, I had enough, and I don't want to know your God. The grip is in you. It's got your claws. Claws dug deep, deep down inside of you. Please don't turn it off. Keep listening. Please don't run away from the truth. Save yourself when you can. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink it. I can lead you to a place of good, good pasture, but I can't make you eat it. It's up to you. If I could have every head bowed for a moment. It's not too late. If you would just open up your heart and ask God to reveal the darkness. You need to see it. If you can't see it, you won't believe that it's there. So my prayer today is that the Lord will open up your eyes that you can see the darkness. See how it's making you sick. See how it's causing you to cut yourself or to overabuse yourself in drugs and alcohol. See how it's creating so much anger in your life, which is causing your children to run, causing your wife or your husband to leave, causing these situations in your household, causing you to work hours and hours and hours because of fear, causing you to be robbed from loved ones and things. There's a medium. Yes, these things have to be done, yes. But there is a moderation of everything. If you have your head bowed and your heart opened, just ask God, say, God, I don't want to suffer like this. I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to serve the father of lies. I want you in my heart. He understands that we're innocent and that we don't know anything. And the Spirit of truth will come in. Keep your heart opened. I'm going to read a verse. It's in that same book of John. John chapter 15. Verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues, yes, and the time is coming. And whoever kills you will think that he offends God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you will remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if indeed I depart, I will send him to you. I say to you that I am not your Savior. I am your word. So I leave today. I leave today. And when I'm not in your presence, call for the Spirit of Truth, and He will help you in time of need. When those thoughts enter your heart and it starts to steal your joy, your peace, your righteousness, begin to cry out for the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth will reveal all things to you. And you will know, you will see the darkness that is trying to destroy your life. Ask and you shall receive. I'm here to introduce you to the Father. I'm here to give you the Spirit of Truth. I'm here for you to see the light, and that the light will come in and save your soul. And He's not a respecter of person. He doesn't care how old you are, how young you are, whether your gender, color, race, creed. He doesn't care what nationality you are. He loves the whole world. And if that's you, you want to know Him, just ask and He'll come in. Now I'm going to open up the altars. And I don't know what God is doing in your life, but I do know that God wants to minister to you. And if you're here and you have a pool in your heart and you want personal prayer, you want God to minister to your heart, I want to open up the altar here. I want you to come. Come, come, come. Come as quick as you can. Open up your heart, because God is going to touch you in a special way. God is going to answer you. He's going to meet you where you're at. If there's an issue within yourself right now, if there is something, you want to know this God. If you're lost, if you have those thoughts of lies that are you're battling and it's stealing a life with you, I say come. Don't get trapped. Don't get caught in a place where you have to fight alone, because God is saying, I am with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. These battles are not yours. I will deliver you. I will set you free. God is going to move quick. He has put on my heart that the anointing is already here. I don't need to spend much time with you. I just need to lay my hands on you. And the moment I lay my hands on you, boom, God is going to begin to open up and battle and warfare on the lies that you are dealing with. You are fighting lies, and those lies are looking to destroy you. It's not that you're a bad person. Not one of you are bad. Not one of you mean bad. You're all good. You're all innocent. You haven't done anything wrong. It's just the lie that has creeped in from generations to generations that have tried to put shame on you, that has tried to put guilt on you, who have tried to put all these things inside of you to try to destroy your life. But God is saying, I'm going to cast out the lies that have been trying to destroy you. I'm going to deliver you this day. I'm not going to take my, not going to lose one of my children. I'm not going to lose one of my children. I'm not going to lose one of my children. He's going to deliver you this day. And He's going to be your God. And you will stand with boldness to know. This day you will know God. Salvation is coming to you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. This day you're going to be delivered. You can actually say that salvation is at your hand. This day you're saved. You never have to question in your heart. Never, never touch her. You will never, never question your salvation today. Those that are up here, God has said, I am going to deliver you and set you free, and I am going to call you my own. He wants to protect you. He's called you. I feel that God is calling you into an ordination, a ministry. And if you're willing, He'll give it to you. He's the one that appoints. He's the one that sees.